After the Allies defeated the Nazis in the Second World War, U.S. forces remained in Germany to help stabilize the country. They stayed for decades. Well, these days, the number of U.S. soldiers on German soil has dwindled, but echoes of their style, sounds, and swagger live on. Caitlin Carroll has the story from Berlin.
A crowd of well-dressed men and women line up to get into GI Disco. It's a popular club night held at a posh Berlin bar. But before they can dance, clubbers have to get past the guy at the door, former U.S. military policeman Smiley Baldwin.
When I'm doing the door here, I don't let in younger guests. Why? It's not because I don't like them, but the fact they wouldn't get it.
What they wouldn't get is the music history GI Disco documents. Baldwin served in Germany during the 80s and 90s. He got together with two Berlin DJs to start this monthly club night. GI Disco celebrates the music that American soldiers brought to Germany in the 80s and 90s, like hip-hop, disco boogie, and new jack swing.
What most of the clubs were getting into was, you know, the dance music. And the dance music was being brought by the black guys. And the dances and the way that these guys were partying, you know, just rocking the house. And that atmosphere was really prevalent at that time. I mean, I got to Berlin and I was going out like from Sunday to Sunday.
Actually, I think that the one song that we always talk about was the song Freakazoid from Midnight Star.
Daniel Best is one of the GI Disco DJs. He's an American who grew up near a base in Stuttgart. He says American soldiers had the edgiest music in Germany because they brought all of their records with them from the U.S. That's why Best spent most of his teenage years at the GI clubs.
It was German women, American soldiers, and us. No, the music aficionados, you know, music nerds were there.
Music nerds and a lot of other people, too. Best says the GI clubs brought local Germans into contact with a mix of music and people. A lot of locals who were attracted to the GI club scene were looking for a dance floor where they felt accepted.
The children of the people who came here to work, Turkish, Greek, Yugoslavian, Italian, Portuguese people also went to these clubs. And also children of mixed race parents were looking for a sort of a home culturally. They would go there as well.
Kala Kutz also spent a lot of time hanging around these clubs in the 80s. Now Kutz is a popular Berlin DJ. He spins records with Daniel Best at the GI Disco night. Kutz and Best came up with the idea for GI Disco while they were playing a club together. They both started pulling out some of their old-time favorites, like
Eric B. and Rakim Paid in Full, like this hip-hop record.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So
Kutz says hearing some of the old-school hip-hop brought back intense memories.
I can remember hearing it like the first time at a GI club in Berlin, where the DJ was making like a 10 or 15 minutes version out of it, like scratching it, cutting it with the instrumental, even rapping on top, you know. And I really knew like this is really new music, and this is really a new style of DJing.
Smiley Baldwin takes a break from the door to check out the scene.
When he turns down the music, they all sing the songs. You know, and I stand there and I'm rocking and I'm singing the songs to every tune.
Baldwin says seeing all these people together, Germans, Americans, the children of Germans and Americans, is the positive outcome of a troubled time. Berlin was once a divided city, but a lot of people did come together on the dance floor.
That's a part of history that will probably not end up in a book. Nobody's going to write about that.
Maybe not yet, but they'll definitely dance to it. For the World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin.
That's going to do it for our show today. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a lovely weekend. You know